This man was supposed to fight tax evasion. Now he has resigned from the government over allegations of that very nature. Jerome Cahuzac is facing formal investigation for money laundering. In December, the online newspaper Mediapart published reports accusing the budget minister of stashing away funds in foreign tax havens.
Dans les années 2000 et qu'il avait transféré ses avoirs à Singapour.
In the years between 2000 and 2010, the minister had an account in Switzerland, from which he then transferred the funds to Singapore. In January, the initial inquiries found that our investigations were correct, and the Paris court has announced it is opening formal investigations.
The French minister has already been replaced, but in this interview with the media, he claims he has never held any accounts abroad.
J'ai démenti.
I have denied in the past, and I will continue to deny these accusations that do not have the slightest element of truth, sincerity or reality. I have denied in whole and details every accusation.
Je nie en bloc et en détail.
But Mediapart claims it has records of a phone call where the minister can be heard discussing a Swiss bank account.
On nous a dit, mais cet enregistrement, on n'entend rien, c'est pas sa voix, etc.
We were told that our records are not true, that nothing can be clearly heard. But a scientific examination shows the voice belongs to Jerome Cahuzac, and all the elements we have published online are true and reliable.
Under French law, MPs are not obliged to make their personal assets public. But the latest affair involving a minister has renewed calls for a change in the law. In this war of words between the former minister and Mediapart, the winner will be known only after investigations come to a close. But there is little doubt the resignation has dealt a severe blow to the credibility of the socialist government. Anastasia Proy, Press TV, Paris.